The following program is sponsored by James Freed.
880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, everybody, we are on the air. I am thrilled to be here, and I've got some studio audience as well today. And the sun's going down. The moon's coming up. Is that really the moon coming up back there? Wow, that's great. We've got some great views.
It's going to be full.
It's coming
a big
up.
One.
Thank you, Big Wanda. Wanda's here to drive the show.
Big
and we're going to have a great show today. We've got Edward Thiessen. He's here with Trusted Family. He's a multi-generational family member himself. He decided to bring his expertise to the other families. We're going to talk to him about communication in a multi-generational family. Very important stuff even for your family at home. Don't have to be a multi-millionaire to need good communication. And then in the second half of the show, we're going to have our friend Dan Summers on. He's the founder of IHT Realty Group. We're going to talk about investing on trend and making money with commercial real estate investing. So we're going to toss it to Wanda, then we're going to come back. We've got a great show, so stick with us! Wanda's rocking back there. Wanda, we're going to get you a show about Motown. You wait and see. It's going to happen.
Okie dokie.
All right. Now, hey, everybody, and you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. In fact, remember, tomorrow is Super Saturday up at Warren Henry Lamborghini up on 75. Make sure you're there. It's going to be great. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant. You can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Wanda Rocket!
Friends don't let friends run their content marketing. Espresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.espressocc.com or call Espresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
Hey, everybody, are you looking for a loan? You need some cash for your home or your business? Well, give me a call. Jim Freed at 305-773-6300 because I'm with Spectrum Mortgage. Spectrum is one of the oldest private lenders here in the state of Florida. What does that mean? That means we're real flexible. Let's say you're a realtor and you own a bunch of homes free and clear, or some condos free and clear, or with real low leverage. Well, we'll help you put money on those, get leverage on those condos so you can go out and buy more. That's right. I just got a call from a friend. He's needing to replace his hard money loan with a regular loan. He can give me a call at 305-773-6300 and I can help him. Let's say that you're a realtor and you need a loan for one of your international buyers. You can call me even though they don't think they're financeable. 305-773-6300. Get your Venezuelan, your Argentinian, your Brazilian, your Russian, your Canadian. Hey, maybe you're a U.S. guy and you have a scratch and dent. Maybe you have some bad credit. Give me a call at 305-773-6300 because when you call me, it's all about you.
Hi, this is Dan Summers, CEO of IHT Realty Crowdfunding out of Jacksonville, Florida. What's crowdfunding? Crowdfunding is the marriage of real estate and technology. It's like the odd couple. Old-fashioned real estate expertise together with technology, bringing you opportunities via social media. Look at LinkedIn, Facebook, look at the internet. Now we have opportunities for the first time in history to invest individually into the big boys club. Opportunities in fix and flips, opportunities in affordable housing, multifamily, retail, and so on are offered to you with as little as $5,000 down. Take a look at our website, www.ihtrealty.com, or call me directly, Dan Summers, 904-501-7693, ihtrealty.com, 904-501-7693. Thank you.
Hey there, are you a Beatle fan? I'm Joe Johnson, and I sure am. Join me Sunday afternoon at 2 for Beatle Brunch, right here in the station where money talks and Beatles brunch. 880 The Biz.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back and we are live. Wanda, do we have Edward on the phone?
Indeed.
All right, well, we've got Edward Thiessen on. I hope I pronounced it right, and I probably didn't. Edward, how are you?
Hello, Tim. I'm great, and you?
I'm doing terrific. Listen, I want to learn a little bit more about this multi-generational family office stuff that you do. But before I do, I want to thank Zita for getting us together to this. She really worked hard to make this happen, and it's really exciting that it is. Now,
absolutely, yeah. Thank you, Zita. I'm sure she's listening out of London to the conversation as well.
Well, I want to talk about that a little bit because this isn't just about the United States. This is about international. Why don't you give people a background on why you created Trusted Family and what's behind all that?
Cool. Well, yeah, so I'm originally from Belgium. I grew up in Belgium, and I'm sort of a next generation member of a Belgian family business. And basically in 2007, 2008, I started to get a bit more involved and realized that, you know, the challenge when you come from a family business that has multiple generations is that, you know, like the family gets bigger, family members spread out over different cities, sometimes even countries, less family members have like an active role in the business. So like certain family members work in the business, others are doing other stuff. You know, the ownership stakes start to vary between the different people. So like the complexity in the family becomes, you know, more and more important. And, you know, when it's parents to kids, it's already like challenging from a succession perspective, et cetera. But once you reach the third generation, so like grandparents, you know, had 3-4 kids each, they each have 3-4 kids. And suddenly you have a family with, you know, 10, 15, 20 people. And it starts to be really complicated to manage, right?
Well.
And so I think the idea was, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so why would somebody need a family office? And I guess I cut you off right when you were getting to that.
Yeah, I mean, the key is just, you know, everyone has the same challenges. And so the question is, how do you, you know, like fight these challenges? And I think it's about making the choice that you want to stay together as a family or not. You know, when you look at the statistics globally, there's only 10% of business families that manage to stay together for more than 3 generations. You see what I mean? And,
oh, yeah.
And that's crazy.
Well, listen, I know only a few 3-generation families, but perhaps, well, one of my sponsors, Larry Zinn, is a 3rd-generation family. That guy's killer, but it's very rare to get it to the 3rd generation. My question is, what are the challenges of the multi-generational family business and family offices facing today?
Yeah, well, so I think the key is communication. And certainly in today's globalized world, I mean, typically before, people would live in the same city. They would, you know, see each other all the time. And so even if there were many challenges, it was still relatively easy to communicate. Now, I mean, we live in a world where, you know, the kids go and study in one city. They go and work in another city. So you don't see yourself as a family together physically anymore very often, right? And so that's typically where communication breaks down because certainly in a family business, a lot of these conversations are very informal. You know, they happen around the dinner table. And so if you happen, you know, to study in another city, you miss all these conversations and it can create a lot of frustration compared to your sibling or your cousins, et cetera, right?
Yeah.
And so our view has been to say, you know, each family should sort of develop a communication strategy and appoint someone in the family who is in charge of the communication and making sure that the family stays together.
Well, that seems to be just common sense. You know, what are some of the best practices for communication? And I guess that what you really want to do is make sure that you have transparency so that everybody in the family can see what's going on and feel comfortable.
Absolutely. So I think the most important thing, even if you're a small family, is to take a choice and appoint someone who's in charge of the process of communication.
Okay.
Because communication doesn't happen by itself. You know, most people never had a course on what is actually communication. And by appointing someone, well, suddenly it becomes strategic. And you can ask yourself questions like, what do we have to communicate? To whom? You know, what frequency? And then how? You know, like, what do you tell, you know, the kids? From what age? You know, how do you deal with in-laws that join the family? All these things. And it's really important to develop a strategy for that.
Well, let me ask you this. There's got to be some specific tools that you can use. What are a couple of tools that you can give a little taste of to some of the people that may be listening so that they can better understand how to communicate better?
Yeah, I mean, the first thing is content. You know, you need to communicate about the things that really matter. And, you know, in the families, there are a lot of taboo stuff that people don't like to talk about. And that's exactly the type of things where you need to develop an environment where people are ready to talk about it. And then, you know, in terms of tools, it really depends on the size of the family. If you're 5, if you're 10, if you're 20 or 30, obviously, you know, it's different. You know, so certain families start regular family meetings that are structured with an agenda and things to discuss. Other families start conference calls and, you know, basically they have regular calls to discuss certain things. And what we did in my own family is we basically developed an iPhone app, an iPad app,
right,
and an online system to manage all our information and to also have written traces of all the decisions we take, of all the meetings we have, all the minutes of these things, so that we always have a history of all the important things that were decided, you know, by the CEO of the company, at the board level, you know, at the shareholder level, et cetera.
Yeah, now, it seems to me, though, that there's different families and that they need different structures. Are you able, within the context of your advisory services, to provide flexibility and perhaps a different structure? I'll call it a customized fit for each family?
So, absolutely. The first thing we try and do is, indeed, understand where the family sits. And I think, generally, it depends on different components. One is, what's the size of the family? If you're 5, 10, 20, or 30, or 50, you know, you have totally different issues. The second thing is, what's the business structure? Like, you know, are you concentrated in one business, or does the family is active in tons of different businesses with tons of different people in charge? You see what I mean?
Sure.
And three is, what's the governance structure? Like, who takes the decision? Is one person really in charge and controls the information, or is it different family members that play different roles and that have to share that information with each other?
Well, let me tell you, let me ask you this, because this comes up all the time because I'm in real estate. You know, the family, some families, they want to put their cash in long-term assets, finance them with 30, 40-year government financing and get themselves a nice, solid, dependable cash flow. Other families want to go in and create more income. And I don't want to say the word churn in a bad way, but, you know, play, you know, invest, sell. And because it's real estate's one of the very few ways that the next generation can really match the success of the prior generation. That's my take. Edward?
Yeah, and so your question is how to deal with that conflict between the family members that want different things?
Yes. My question is, how do you resolve the conflict between one family member wants to make sure we don't lose anything and the other family member wants to show, I'm just as good as grandpa, I'm going to triple this?
Yeah, it's the risk awareness. I mean, in the end, that's about conversations and it's about setting rules and expectations. You know, the key is to try and develop a shared vision. And, you know, I always say businesses make business plans for like 5 years, maybe 10 years, you know. I think I always advise families, what do you want to achieve together as a family for your next generation? If you really think from a family perspective, you know, what you want your family to be like in 20, 25 years. It sounds theoretical, but it helps you to think sort of a long-term picture. And so once you have this long-term goal, then based on that, you can design a strategy to try and achieve these goals. And depending on the goals, obviously, some might require some more risk-taking. Others might require less risk-taking. But at least you have a goal. You can break it down in smaller targets and goals. and then you can set, you know, responsibilities for everyone. And, you know, certain people can take more risk as long as they meet certain risk ratios or things that are set together by the family.
Now, Edward, we got to take a break. Is it possible for you to stick with us and do another segment? This is great stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. I will stay around.
Okay, great. Wanda, let's go to a break. We'll come back with more from Edward. I got some great questions coming in on the text line here. We're going to ask Edward some of the questions our audience has. So we'll be back with some super stuff you can learn from and utilize in your life to make it better today. Wanda, all yours. I didn't even see the cue, Wanda. I was so grooving and moving there. You got me going there, girlfriend. I love that stuff. You know what else I love?
Let's groove tonight.
Yeah, I'm grooving it, babe. I'm grooving it. Hey, you know, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. You know that by now. It means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant. You can call for anything, anytime. For 4 years, so join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Wanda, groove me.
Friends don't let friends run their content marketing. Espresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.espressocc.com or call Espresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
Hey, everybody. Need a loan, but it doesn't qualify for the bank? Maybe it's not a standard loan. It doesn't fit into their box. Your big lender there who takes care of you all the time says, you know, I just can't help you on this one. And you go, why? Who am I going to call? You're going to call me, Jim Freed, at 305-773-6300, because we specialize at Spectrum Mortgage in loans that don't fit in the box. That's right. If you need a loan, we're the people to call. We're the oldest private lender, or one of the oldest private lenders here in Florida, and we've been around for 25 years. We're the pros at providing non-qualifying mortgages. That's right. If your mortgage is non-standard, give us a call. That's what is. What does that mean? It starts out usually the conversation with me. I have a special situation. Well, I can help if you have a special situation. Maybe you're a realtor and you want to go buy some more investment properties and you've got real low leverage. I can help with that. I can help you pull some money out. Maybe you're a homeowner and you need to pull some money out of your home. I can help you with that too. Maybe you want to go buy a home, but you don't have the greatest credit and you've been renting and renting and renting and you say, I want to buy a home, but I can't. Yes, you can. If you give me a call at 305-773-6300, I can help you. Maybe you're a realtor who wants to sell clients that are from overseas. I can help you with that too. We're the number one non-resident foreign alien solution here in town. That's right. If you've got a client and they're not from the U.S. or maybe you're not from the U.S. and you need help, you give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
If I suspect a child's being harmed,
I commit.
I'll do something.
I'll report it.
Even if I don't have all the details.
Even if I'm not sure.
I'll take a step to protect a child.
For me, it's just a call.
Just a call.
Just a call.
For a child.
It's everything.
I commit my eyes.
My voice.
To protect our children.
Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back. We're back with Trusted Family's Edward Thiessen. He's going to tell us more about the ecosystem he sets up for family offices to be successful. It's all based on the success he's had with his family. Edward, welcome back. Now, a quick question for you. You've got a great team. Is it vertically integrated? Do you work with other professionals across the industry to help make, you know, to create a solution? How does that work?
Yeah, great question. So, I mean, our team, we have about 20 people split between New York, Seattle, London, and Brussels. But then we travel a lot with actually clients in over 20 countries. So it's super exciting because there's family businesses in every major state or country around the world. And in terms of other advisors, that's really the key. You know, many of these families work with, you know, accountants, with law firms, with strategic advisors, family business advisors, etc. And, you know, we don't compete with any of these people. And often also these advisors have communication issues between themselves because they often don't know what's being discussed with another advisor. So we help them often to actually also give them access to the iPhone app, the iPad app, so that they actually know what are the, you know, important things that are being decided in the company, what are the important discussion points, and that everyone stays on the same page. Actually, 50% of our business is driven through referrals from other bankers, accountants, law firms, etc.
Now, you know, you talk about the iPhone app and all this other stuff, but what that really does is it drives people to your proprietary online platform, right?
Yeah. It's an app. You can host it yourself if you want. Most of our clients, we host it for them, but
Okay. And, you know, I want to go back to, you know, putting everything in a central place. You make sure that different people can see everything. Why don't you tell me a little bit of a case study about one of the families that you worked with, or even your own family, and how this implemented it and made things better?
I mean, so generally we have two cases.
Okay.
You know, one with certain families, they still have what I call an operating company. You see what I mean?
Sure.
And so, you know, there is a practical business. The other case is more a family office, like you mentioned, which is a family that's active maybe more in real estate or different investments, and that's more diversified, right?
Okay.
So, you know, let me take case one, which is more the family business. So, you know, it depends on the size of the business, obviously, but typically maybe the company has a board of directors with certain family that sit on the board, but also some external independent board members, you know.
Sure.
That's one thing. And then they have shareholders, but they also have future shareholders, you know, the next generation that's coming up. And so typically what we will help them do is, one, appoint someone, you know, from the company or from the family that becomes sort of the chief communication officer. And, you know, with them, we'll develop what's the stuff that's happening in the company that everyone should know on a monthly basis, for example. So we start to maybe do like a monthly CEO report or monthly newsletter with all the key things that happened that everyone should know about. And then that's being shared with the board members or the shareholders, you know? And then you have more specific use cases, for example, specifically for the boards. Most boards have maybe, you know, 3 board meetings, 4 board meetings every year, so they can put all the board packs on the platform so that people can have access to all the documents, the important information. And so typically, you know, the person that's in charge of the board can then, you know, see if the documents have been read or not, you know, if people are engaged, if people are preparing their board meetings, etc. For the shareholders, they can use the platform to organize, you know, shareholder meetings, you know, quarterly conference calls with the shareholders, these type of things. So that's one use case, which is really, you know, basically for any private company in the world that has a number of shareholders and directors.
Now, let me
and
ask
then you have the more.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm okay. I didn't want to cut you off, but I did want to ask sort of a different question. But go ahead. If there's a second structure, let's talk about that, because I do have another question I want to get in, but I want you to finish your point.
Yeah, so the second structure is more the family office structure, where, you know, it might be a more, you know, entrepreneurial family that's active in lots of different things, right?
Right.
And so often there, the issue is that there is so much stuff that people don't even really know anymore you know, who owns what and how these different things are owned and which documents have been signed, etc. So for most of these offices, we basically create sort of an online system where all the important documents are archived, you know, all the real estate holdings of the family, all the liquid investments, all the, you know, different properties that they own. We create a folder structure, information structure, so that everyone has access to the right documents, the digital copies of them, depending on the permissions. And so for each document, you can set exactly who has access to them or not. And then obviously, you know, you can also use it more for the family stuff. So a lot of our families use it for, you know, to store like family pictures, share family videos, and to create sort of a family archive, basically, of, you know, in addition to the business stuff, also some family-related stuff.
Very cool. I want to ask if there is a certain investment vehicle or category that you think every family should have in its portfolio. You know, this would be a nice tip to give our audience.
Yeah, that's a tough question, because obviously I think it depends of where you're based in the world. And, you know, investments, it's a huge thing. I know it was a trick question.
I know it was a trick question, but I figured I'd make a spin here at the end of the show. Go ahead. This is great. You're terrific, Edward. I want to thank you so much. Keep going.
No, my point is this. I think the benefit that family businesses have is that many of them can have a long-term view. You see what I mean?
Sure.
You know, most listed companies, they have quarterly, you know, earnings reports, and so they have short-term pressure. I think what's really cool when you work with a family business is that together you can pool your capital to make more long-term bets. And I think that's the competitive advantage that families, that many families can have, is they can really think long-term. You see what I mean?
Of course, that drives to one of the things that I talked about earlier. Does somebody want to go for, I want to beat grandpa, or do they go, I want to make sure everything is safe? But before we go, because we're running out of time, I wanted to ask another question, because a lot of families want to make a social impact in their investing. How does your process help people with their family foundations in directing their charitable giving and their impact investing so that the family feels comfortable that they're impacting the world in a good way?
Great question. So I think, you know, we've seen two cases. One, indeed, certain families that set up a foundation, but often, you know, it's one or two people who are actively involved, and you again have the same issue. Most of the people don't really know what's happening. So we come in and we create transparency. And, you know, for example, we can get reports or create transparency around all the donations that are being made, the organizations that are being supported. You know, that's the first thing. The second thing is that, you know, with the platform, we actually have an online survey tool. So you can ask questions, and you can maybe once a year, once every 6 months, ask the whole family, what are the issues that you guys care about? You know, like, how do we align, and what are the things that we want to do together as a family to change our community, you know, to change our country, these type of things, right?
Yeah.
So that's the second thing you can do. But finally, more and more businesses are actually also embracing, you know, impact and change within the business and within the operating group, because a lot of things can be done in the operating company as well.
You know, we only have a couple of minutes left. Before we go, I did want to ask one question. I wanted to make sure that Nita would make sure that you would come back on the show, because this is great stuff. Love to have your partner on, too. I know you've got another partner, and maybe we talk about that a little bit. So you combine your family with another family, and maybe that created a multi-family office?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the word family office is used for a lot of things. We don't manage assets or investments or anything, but it's true that we work with a lot of different families, you know?
Sure.
It could be seen that way, but we really help, you know, with the communication piece, the information management piece, the next generation engagement piece, you know, these type of things.
So then the real takeaway here is that we need good communication with a multi-generational family, that you and your family firm can, excuse me, help people with that, and that you can, together with Trusted Families Plan, make sure that your family's goals are coordinated and met.
Absolutely. And the great thing about communication, but it's also the tough part, it's never finished. You can always do more. You see what I mean?
Sure. Well, that means you're going to have to come back. You're going to have to come back then. Before we go, if people want to get more information about Trusted Families process, how do they get a hold of you?
It's super simple. We have a website. It's trustedfamily.net. And, you know, we have some information there. We have a contact form there. You can contact us through there, and I'm more than happy to follow up.
Well, that's great. And again, I want to make sure that we make sure to thank Anita. I want to thank you, Anita. I want to thank Edward. I want to thank your whole team. And I look forward to having you back on the show in the future to give advice to some of the families that we have here in town and around the world. So we'll be back with more great information you can use to make your life better. Next up, we've got Dan Summers. He's the founder of IHT Realty. We're going to talk about crowdfunding and how you can invest on the trend to make real estate profits today. Edward, thank you again so much for being with us. Wanda, take it away.
We're flying up no ceiling when we in our zone. I got that sunshine in my pocket. Got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it. Moving so phenomenally. Come on, like the way we rock it. So don't stop. When you dance, 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 feel good, good creeping up on you. So just dance, 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 come on. All those things I shouldn't do, but you dance, dance, dance. There ain't nobody.
All right, Wanda's grooving me. We're talking crosstalk here. I want to thank Edward for giving us the right answer there. When we asked him how he focuses on what tip he should give our group, he said he needs to depend on the situation so he can give advice. He's 100% on there. You know who else is 100%? Our friends at Warren Henry. That's right. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out our friends, your friends, everybody's friends at Warren Henry. That's right. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That's right. What's the Warren Henry Advantage? You know by now. It's complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant. You can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. We'll be out at the Warren Henry Super Saturday up on their Lamborghini store up in Broward County with Samantha and the rest of the team. So make sure that you join us because it's always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Wanda, rock me.
When you dance, 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 feel good, good creeping up on you. So just dance, 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 come on. All those things I shouldn't do, but you dance, dance, dance. And ain't nobody leaving soon, so keep dancing. I can't stop the feeling. So just dance, dance, dance. I can't stop the feeling. So just dance, dance, dance. I can't stop the feeling. So just dance.
Don't let friends run their content marketing. Espresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.expressocc.com or call Espresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
Yeah, you know, thank you, Wanda. You know, sometimes it just keeps on rolling. And today we've got some great guests in the studio and we're talking crosstalk and it's just taking me off my stride just a little, but I'm back on now because when you need something to get financed, you need to give me a call. That's right. Call me at 305-773-6300. Why? Because I can help you. What do? I create a bridge for what you're going through now till when you can get it solved. That's right. Maybe you've got a special situation that you just don't know what to do and you need some capital for your business or your home. Call me at 305-773-6300 because when your loan request starts with I have a special situation, it means it doesn't fit into the bank square box. The bank square box, well, that's what they live by. But you can call me. We work with private lenders, private people, and so we can be flexible to meet your needs. It doesn't have to be over the top. It can be just what you need. So you give me a call, 305-773-6300. We can help you all three counties, Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach. We can also do Monroe. That's right. We'll make loans in the Keys. We can do a bridge loan up to $10 million. We can help you with your home loan. So if you're a foreigner and you don't think you can get a loan or you're a U.S. resident and you just got bad credit and somebody's telling you you're not bankable, call me at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
880 The Biz. Time saver traffic. In Miami-Dade, there are no reported accidents for now, just lots of congestion on the Palmetto and the Turnpike in both directions and on I-95 heading northbound. And if you're in Broward, we have a broken down car on I-95 northbound north of Sterling Road that has your central lane blocked. This report is brought to you by the Foundation for a Better Life. I'm Martha Lopez, and that's your South Florida traffic.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back, and we're back with Dan Summers. He's a CEO and founder of IHT Realty Crowdfunding. Dan is a very accomplished real estate guy. I want to bring him on the phone. I want to have him talk about what he's done, because Dan's done well in excess of $1 billion in real estate acquisitions and financing, and he's trying to bring that special expertise to you. Hey, Dan, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim, thanks. It's always fun to be part of your show. I enjoy the opportunity to chat with you and your guests.
I really appreciate it. Now, we've been touting that this is going to be on-trend investing, a discussion with that. And first of all, can you really give me a definition? Because it sounds like just a term.
It's kind of a fun term, to tell you the truth. There's a couple of sayings. There's an old saying that says, today's trends are tomorrow's reality. And in fact, those are the forces that will shape the upcoming 2017 real estate trends. They're already in motion today, and they'll continue over the next coming year. But there's even a neater saying by Wayne Gretzky, skate to where the puck is going, not to where it is.
Well, and with
if
that,
you think about that, it's true.
100%. And with that, where do you think the puck is going based on some of the trends? I guess we should talk about what some of the trends are first. What are some of the trends?
Well, you know, I like it, this adventure, if you will, into 2017, like a chess game,
okay,
or a chess match, where you can study the board, and you need to be two or three steps ahead of your opponent at all times. You've got to be alert. You've got to be aware of the other opponent's weaknesses, strengths, mindful of the opposition, and most decidedly enter the game with a plan. And the whole idea is to enter it with a plan.
Yes, sir.
So when designing this plan, you've got to make sound real estate investment decisions. And you got to stay away from the misinformation. You know, conversations at the country club are not something that should be a driver in the process. You've got to really look at facts. And in order to, it's got to be viewed as a chess game, not a game of chess, a game of chess, not chance. But some of the moving parts to this market is interesting. It's really looking at the macroeconomics and matching it to the microeconomics. If you look at the U.S. macroeconomics data, it's suggesting there's no real overheating. The GDP is settling at about 2%, and job growth is firm. It's running at about 1.7%, 2.5 million annually. And the Fed hasn't been overly cautious about raising rates, basically because of the volatility of data, the financial markets, and obviously the geopolitical climate. So you really got a punch bowl of opportunities in front of us. So you're asking where the trends are. There's a lot of trends, okay? Once again, it's a punch bowl. But some of the trends that really jump out at me are the millennials and the boomers. They're
right,
going to dominate the market.
Okay.
You've got two massive demographic waves, and the millennials and baby boomers, they're the demand behind the absorption over the next 10 years.
Sure. Well, that's probably why multifamily and senior housing is such strong market sectors right now.
Indeed. Actually, let me drill down on that just a wee little bit.
Please.
You know, with the millennials, jobs are no longer really a career, and millennials aren't really yet looking for a commitment for owning a house. They're footloose on the job. You know, they're reticent to establish roots in any community. Understanding the trend, developers really addressing this opportunity, and they're building condo quality rentals, which are when the market dictates, they can change in midstream and become a sales driven opportunity. But in the interim, it's a rental opportunity. And when you match that with the baby boomers, they're actually building these in sync with baby boomers in mind. It's a reduction in square footage, et cetera. So they're really looking at the opportunistic trend here with respect to the boomers matching up with the millennials. Now, you've got baby boomers retiring at an unbelievable pace. 10,000 a day are retiring. And understanding the socioeconomics associated with this leaves an opportunity. There's approximately 19% of the retired Americans have $250,000 or more set aside for retirement. 34% of the retired Americans have $250,000 or less, and 47% have no savings. That's staggering set aside for retirement. So what we have here is an aging population that will mostly be dependent on Social Security and Medicare.
Wow, and working until they're 80.
This opens the floodgates to a very interesting chess move. That chess move, frankly, is affordable housing and residential affordable assisted living facilities. Do your homework in these two arenas, and you'll be surprised at the opportunities they offer.
Now, Dan, with those opportunities and trends, what type of things is IHT doing to help people get in front of the curve?
Well, frankly, Jim, we're looking at really investing in this trending opportunity. In trend, actually, I coined the word interest real estate investing, in trend real estate investing.
Sure.
And we're looking at these opportunities. So we've really entered the affordable housing and the assisted living space to the extent that we're hosting quite a few of these on our site. You were asking about technology, the trends, and I think there's a couple of other trends I want to bring up. One is the home prices for 2017. The transaction volume and the prices are up, while really the new supply remains low. Home values will increase, but slowly, to say the least. There's predictions in every market that could change, but the overall consensus is that there will be a slight increase in both development and housing. Look, 2016 has been a massive year for all of us, for the real estate market in general, but we can't continue to absorb those kinds of that kind of a trend with increases in valuation, et cetera. So Forbes, as an example, recently suggested that it takes time for real estate patterns to level off. So there's not going to be a dramatic drop off in 2017 or 2016, that is, to 2017, but it's going to be a slow trending downwards. But the good news is it's still going to be a good time to sell real estate. So with that in mind, the market is still going to be strong, but it's not going to continue as strong as it has for 2016. Well, in terms of IHT Realty and the technology, as you know, technology has infiltrated itself throughout the entire real estate industry. We've got smart home technology, where learning where thermostats have integrated themselves with technology, solar panels, the houses are set up with USB hubs and automated home functions, et cetera. It's crazy, but that's where technology is going. Mobile applications in the real estate industry, real estate professionals are tied in to MLS, to county information, et cetera. They'll serve better for serve buyers and brokers and landlords and appraisers and developers all have absolute access 24/7. And research and analytics, which we use on a daily basis, that's at our fingertips right now. Traditionally, research has been conducted manually by analysts and gathering demographic research, but now the open data initiatives in municipalities and across the country are at our fingertips. Information flow is staggering, and once again, at our fingertips. And then there's real estate investing. Since the regulatory change occurred in 2012, that opened the floodgates for opportunities in the real estate crowdfunding space.
Right.
And that's, once again, the marriage between real estate and technology, giving birth to financial technology.
Now, Dan, you're taking real estate technology and your background in real estate, you're transforming it, you're basically bringing big investor opportunities and underwriting to the just the general public, and that's what it's all about. You're democratizing real estate, and I want to kind of hold that thought for just a second. Can you stick with us and do another segment, Dan? Because I don't think we're finished here yet.
I can indeed, Jim. Thank you.
All right. So, Wanda, take it away. Let's play some music. Let's come back real fast because Dan and I have a couple more things I want to make sure we get to before we run out of time today. Dan, thank you for holding on, everybody. Stick with us. Dan is about to give us some great information you'll be able to use today to make money. It doesn't get any better than that. So, Wanda, more music, then more money.
Girl, let's get this thing cracking. You just bend it on over. Now we get behind and you can get wild. Something in the line. Shake your body on the line. Bang, 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 bang. Something in the line. Shake your body on the line.
Shake your body on the line. Shake, 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 señora.
Wanda, I swear, I got to put you on Facebook. You're the better show than I am. All right, everybody. Hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want every advantage that you can. That's why you have checked out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. Make sure you join all of us in the Warren Henry family on Supercar Saturday up at the Lamborghini store in Broward County. You know, what's the Warren Henry Advantage? That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. I'll even add in that you're just part of the family and don't even know how much that means till you go meet these folks. So at Warren Henry, you've got always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Hi, this is Dan Summers, CEO of IHT Realty Crowdfunding out of Jacksonville, Florida. What's crowdfunding? Crowdfunding is the marriage of real estate and technology. It's like the odd couple. Old-fashioned real estate expertise together with technology, bringing you opportunities via social media. Look at LinkedIn, Facebook, look at the internet. Now we have opportunities for the first time in history to invest individually into the big boys club. Opportunities in fix and flips, opportunities in affordable housing, multifamily, retail, and so on are offered to you with as little as $5,000 down. Take a look at our website, www.ihtrealty.com, or call me directly, Dan Summers, 904-501-7693, ihtrealty.com, 904-501-7693. Thank you.
Every year in Florida, tens of thousands of children are abused or neglected. Many more continue to suffer because their abuse is never reported. In every case, there are signs. They may not be obvious. Reporting child abuse can save a life, and under Florida law, it's everyone's responsibility. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
I'm on. You caught me talking to Wanda behind the scenes. You guys got to watch on Facebook Live. That's where the best stuff sometimes happens because it's all the stuff we're playing on the commercials. Wanda and I are rocking and rolling and talking. But hey, you know what? Maybe you need some cash for a residential or commercial real estate transaction. Call me at 305-773-6300. Why? Because if your story about your real estate deal starts out with, I got a special situation, you got to call me. Because that means it's not going to fit in the square box that the banks are forced to work within. And I am going to help you. Maybe you're a realtor and you've got clients from overseas, from some of the more exotic places. Maybe they're from Russia, I don't know, Europe, Asia. I can help you with financing for them. If you give me a call at 305-773-6300, you say, well, everybody buys all cash. Not really. And if they do buy all cash, the first thing they want to do is finance out some of that purchase so they can have money in the United States that they can spend on fun things to do. So if you give me a call at 305-773-6300, I can help you with that. Beyond that, maybe you're somebody that's got investment properties that you've got real low leverage on and you see a great opportunity you want to take advantage of. Call me at 305-773-6300 and I'll help you capitalize on that opportunity. The bottom line is that when you call me at 305-773-6300, it's not all about me. It's all about you.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and we are back with my good friend, Dan Summer. He's the founder and CEO of IHT Realty Crowdfunding. Dan, welcome back. Thank you for holding on through the break.
No problem, Jim. Thank you for inviting me.
It's my pleasure. Now, let's talk a little bit about the merger of technology and real estate. You talk about it in the ad. Tell me a little bit more about how you're bringing everything together to help people invest in institutional quality real estate.
Sure, Jim. Look, it's basically the odd couple. Real estate and technology giving birth to financial tech. It's an amazing marriage, but once again, it's the odd couple. It's the old-fashioned due diligence. It's the old-fashioned Excel spreadsheets, drilling down on real estate, but then with the passing of the Jobs Act of 2012, It allows sponsors, or allows companies like ourselves, IHTRealty.com, to use that platform to utilize social media to sell real estate investments. That opened the floodgates to an 80-year ban. So the old days, you had to belong to the big boys club and know a CPA or an attorney in order to get access to real estate opportunities, which were far and few between, very expensive to put together, et cetera. And now all you need to do is get in front of your laptop on your sofa and pull up one of a dozen real estate crowdfunding sites and take a look at opportunities via your internet. In essence, in bottom line, this crowdfunding is nothing more than a method to bridge the gap between sponsors and investors. And sponsors are basically real estate developers or entrepreneurs, fix and flip principals, developers, and so on. The technology, however, allows investors to browse and research and make informed investment decisions at their leisure and at the comfort of their home. So let's take a moment and take a look at this marriage, if you will.
Yes.
The Jobs Act was put in 2012, which really outdated the old private syndication model, which was limited to offering only to family, friends, and business acquaintances. So what happened as a result of the passage of the Jobs Act, it gave access to investors and sponsors. Investors have very low barriers to entry. And by that, Jim, what I mean is, the old days with private placement memorandums and very expensive methods, normally the cost of entry was $50,000 to $100,000. Nowadays, you can get into a real estate investment for $1,000 to $5,000, which is unbelievable.
Well, Dan, I want to ask, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but I want to ask a couple of questions. I want to make sure I get them in. You know, real estate crowdfunding is growing dramatically. It's in the hockey stick phase. How big is it going to be in the next couple of years?
You know, that's a great point, Jim. When it first started out in 2013, it was a $400 million deal. It raised $400 million its first year. 2014, it raised $1 billion in capital. 2015, it exploded into $2.57 billion. And the numbers aren't even in for 2016 yet. But it's expected to become a $150 billion industry. That's a B. Well, billion-dollar industry over the next 5 years. It's staggering.
And, Dan, I want to make sure I get in some of these points because I wrote down a bunch of questions I want to ask you, and I'm kind of running out of time. Can you really quickly go through how crowdfunding works? The people connect with you, and then what?
Well, the process is seamless. They go to our website, as an example, ihtrealty.com, and you don't have to leave our website. The technology allows you to review multiple deals and the structures. We've got debt and equity, as other platforms have. You can see all of the underwriting, all of the due diligence, sponsored principals like us that host these opportunities, prepare our due diligence on the sponsors and the real estate. We look at the financial projections, assumptions, et cetera. So you can go to the site, you can look at the photos, you can look at the projections, you can look at the underwriting of the opportunity. You can look at the sponsor information and so on. You can get accredited on our site. You can pledge on our site. And when you're ready to invest, you can actually press a button and exchange capital via ACH or wire. It's a very seamless, simple, friendly situation.
Now we've only got about a minute or so left, Dan. I just want to make sure I get in all my questions. We were talking earlier on the show about on-trend investing. So now somebody signed up, they're qualified, they've got money with you. What is on-trend investing?
On-trend investing, to summarize, is understanding where our socioeconomics are going. As an example, a very quick example, is that we have millennials and we have retirees. Where is the opportunity? Affordable housing, which is the last bastion of homeownership for retired folks, and also assisted living facilities, understanding that people are retiring, 10,000 a day retirees. Where are they? Follow them through the scope of their retirement. Where is that opportunity? Where is the real estate opportunity taking us? And it's the same thing with millennials. Multifamily opportunities, urban opportunities, now looking to buy, now looking to rent, continuous, invest in multifamily in urban settings. There's an opportunity there. So you just need to follow the scent of the macro and microeconomics and socioeconomics.
Well, it's time to take a breath and tell people how to find you, Dan. We've only got about a couple seconds left. So please, where do people find you to start the process?
Sure. Dan Summers. Email is dsummers@ihtrealty.com. Website is ihtrealty.com. Telephone is 904-501-7693. Once again, 904-501-7693. And I take all my own phone calls.
Dan Summer, founder and CEO of IHT Realty. I want to thank Dan for coming on the show. I want to thank the folks at the family office for coming on the show. I want to thank everybody for listening. Hey, everybody. I want to thank our sponsors. I want to thank Warren Henry Automotive, the NFL Alumni Association, Social Media 305, Spectrum Mortgage, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies. And I want to thank you, our listeners, because, I mentioned a lot of sponsors. Warren Henry, Kind Snacks, the NFL, Bergstrom Centers, the Miami Marlins, Espresso Marketing, Lawrence Kids, and, of course, Dan Summer and IHT. Remember, without you, we don't have a show. So join our community. Give us Facebook. Give us feedback and comments. Tell us who you want to hear from. I'm at Jim Fried. I'm at Fried on Business. Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube. If you missed today's show, it's going to be up on our webpage, friedonbusiness.com, just as soon as I can get up there. This is Jim Fried for Fried on Business. Look for us on 8 a.m. next week, next Thursday at 6. Why? Because I love doing this, and I promise you, you're going to love the show. We're going to talk about supercars and guy toys. It's going to be awesome. So remember, this is not a rehearsal. This is your life. The person that wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. Wanda, rock it.
What technique?